It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Tessa Simakula. I've got Mo Stewart. And I've got Jake Nolan to talk, well, about the whole weekend's worth of games, to be honest with you. We'll work through a great many of them. There might be 1 or 2, 3 o'clocks on Saturday. We end up glossing over. We've also got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan joining us to talk about Arsenal. He'll be here sooner rather than later. And Michael Bailey, poor Michael Bailey, to talk about Norwich City. These off-air, these almost turn into counselling sessions, to be quite honest with you. I am worried about the man. But he is there week in, week out, covering Norwich City, the footballing love of his life, and hanging in there for dear life. But we will start with the 12:30, and we'll start with Leicester actually at home to Arsenal, because we're going to talk to Jordan on the Arsenal side about this. But the first part of this one, Mo, is it's a big game for Leicester, this. It's four good results on the bounce. And this feels, it's too early in the season. I was going to use a metaphor that's from golf, which is very unlike me. when people refer to something like moving day, is
yeah,
a bit of
I know
a thing.
What you mean. Yeah.
This is, it's too early in the season for that to be quite the case here. But it does feel this weekend as though in the top half of the table, there's going to begin, you're going to begin to see the cracks. And we want to talk about that. But for Leicester, for the cracks to work their way, they really, really do need to be beating Arsenal at half 12.
They do. I mean, Brendan Rodgers isn't going to be wearing a red sweater if we're going to continue the analogy. But it is interesting because Leicester had a lot of goodwill at the start of the season based on what they'd done last year and what they'd done over the summer. It hasn't quite clicked as they would have hoped. So there's maybe some people in that dressing room, particularly Brendan himself, who might have been feeling a bit nervous. They have started to kind of put it together now. And in a strange way, I think for them, having the Europa as well is almost helped. So it's almost like once they've found good form, they've been able to build the momentum from game. But Arsenal were probably feeling a little bit similar. They're feeling like they're kind of figuring out a bit. And this is a really key game for Leicester to kind of keep themselves specifically above Arsenal in terms of that pecking order.
Jake, for me, looking at Leicester, they've got Dakar involved to a greater degree. They've got Evans back. And that appears to be the big one. They've got Johnny Evans back at the heart of that defence, playing a three at the back, whoever he has either side of him. The results have just had an upturn as soon as Evans is back in. He's clearly very, very important to them. And at the minute, I think that whilst they might well still be frustrated by the slow start, a win against Arsenal means there's not actually a lot of harm done at this stage, but they've got to get that win.